You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, and we're actually backstage at El Corazon. It started to pour down rain. Summer is officially over, and right now I'm talking to Skylar Mills, the vocalist and guitarist for a band called WMD. Not Weapons of Mass Destruction, but When Minds Develop. Is that correct, Skylar?
That's right. You nailed it.
Right on, man. That's right. I did a little Metal Archives research.
Yeah. That's a little play on words, but it seems to keep things interesting. And yeah, it's basically what we write our music about.
That's awesome, man. So obviously, you know, this is a kind of a weird welcome to Seattle. We thought it would be a little bit nicer weather to today, but you know, in any ways, it's welcome to Seattle. This is your first time here in the Northwest?
Thank you. Yeah, it's our first time out in the United States, actually. And I'm actually really stoked to be in Seattle, such a legendary place for music. And we've been just soaking it all in. We've actually had a day off yesterday, so it's been nice.
That's awesome, man. Where you guys played, Vancouver or Portland yesterday?
We were in LA before.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Right on, man. Yeah. So would you say this is the biggest tour you guys have ever done?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's awesome. What made you guys kind of want to go for it this time? Did you hook up with Warbringer or Enforcer?
Actually, we're from Calgary, Alberta, yeah. Canada. And when Warbringer was touring with Enforcer, I think it was Cauldron, Ex Mortis, Warbringer, and Enforcer.
That's an incredible tour.
It was a great lineup. And they needed a place to crash, and we've played with Ex Mortis before. So we were like, yeah, sure, you guys can crash at our house.
Yeah.
And we got to know the Warbringer guys pretty well there. So once we saw the Enforcer Warbringer tour, we were like, man, that would be a great... Because our music is kind of like mixed with theirs. Like, we got high vocals,
yeah,
heavy riffs. So we were like, that'd be a perfect fit for us.
It's like a mix between thrash and some classic heavy metal stuff.
Yeah, like some speed metal.
Totally.
Classic heavy metal.
Is that, yeah, you like to call it speed metal? Is that what you like to reclaim that term?
Well, I mean, we got some speed elements for, yeah, sure. I like to call it heavy thrash metal.
Heavy thrash metal. I like it.
And thrash metal to me has always been early 80s,
yeah,
thrash metal. That's what's really been my kind of jam. Like early 80s, kind of mid 80s.
I like that you bring up thrash because I have a couple questions here about thrash. Now, everyone knows the big four of thrash, right?
Yeah.
Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth. But for you, what's your personal big four? Like your favorite top four, like even like a Mount Rushmore of thrash. Your big four. Skylar's big four.
My big four. Well, I gotta say Nuclear Assault's gotta be in there.
All right.
For sure. I love Nuclear Assault.
Yeah.
They kept it raw.
Yeah.
Exodus has gotta be in there for sure. I love my Exodus. What else? That's a tough question.
Hey, don't shy away from the ones that are already on the big four. You can always throw those in too.
Yeah, there's
like
a thousand bands going through my head here. Yeah, I mean, you know, Slayer, Megadeth, those two have always been in my top 10 for sure. So, I mean, Metallica kind of kicked it off for me.
Of course.
When I was a kid, I listened to Black Sabbath when I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
And then I went like 10 years without listening to metal. And I just remember telling my friend, I was like, I just want to hear something that's like Black Sabbath, you know, like that dan-dan, dan-dan-dan, dan-dan, War Pigs kind of thing. And on goes Master of Puppets, and I was f***ing like, holy,
there you go.
This is exactly what I need, but more energy. This is amazing. So
yeah,
I cannot give credit to Metallica, but yeah, I would say Nuclear Assault, Exodus, Slayer, and Megadeth.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, man. I like that, dude. And like, you know, that's the wonderful thing about music is we don't have to whittle it down. There's so much good music out there, and where there's constantly, you know, new bands coming out, and it's so awesome to go out and support and see new things and be excited about music, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I actually am the type of person that I love a lot of different styles of music.
Yeah.
I'm not just, you know, thrash and heavy metal. That's what I like to play because the energy and the moment it creates with the crowd.
Yeah.
I love that, like, organic energy. And
so expand on that. What's something that we would be surprised that's like maybe on your iPod or your record player or record collection? What's something that we might like go, didn't expect that?
Well, I got some Led Zeppelin tattoos.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite bands.
But yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite bands, Canadian bands, Billy Talent.
Okay.
Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I know Billy Talent. Yeah. Honestly, only like their big hit, but I know that they're a lot bigger in Canada.
Yeah, they are. And I don't know. I tell people that and they're like, oh, they're like pop punk. And I'm like, yeah, but they've never really tried to be something.
Yeah.
Like, right from their...
Kind of like Danko Jones, too.
Yeah, Danko Jones. Yeah. I love Danko Jones. Same kind of thing. He's just like... He just sticks to his self, and he does what he likes, and I respect that a lot. And,
Billy Talent's still pretty big in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they released a record recently. It wasn't my favorite, but definitely once I heard their first album, and I listened to Pez, which was the band before Billy Talent, and they were kind of like so far out there that I didn't know what the fuck was going on, so...
I see you're repping an Anvil t-shirt. Do you have a, like, you gotta, like, represent, like...
Yeah.
Anvil. Well,
actually, we just did a little tour with Anvil.
Really?
In April.
That's been awesome. Canadian tour?
Yeah, we got close with those guys. We did...
Some Helix on there?
Western...
Did Helix jump on?
No, Helix...
just kidding.
Actually, we were watching a Helix DVD last night. It was funny.
That's
I think
awesome.
The guy in Seattle that's putting us up, Darren from Greyhawk... He also likes Helix, but he's like, oh, there's a bunch of Canadians in here.
Yeah,
put this on, keep them happy. You know?
Honestly, the first time I heard a Helix was Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
So,
did you catch our intro today?
No, I didn't. I came on like two songs
in. We did like the whole Trailer Park Boys intro.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. So, how accurate is Letterkenny?
How accurate is Letterkenny?
Yeah, do you know that show?
I've heard of it.
Okay, well, how accurate is Trailer Park Boys then? Do you actually know? Are they pretty spot on with like Canadian humor?
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, they're pretty f***ing accurate, man. Like,
nice.
We all say it's the way of the road. You know, it's the way she goes, bud. You know?
Yeah, I like that. Right on, man.
Yeah, we love to rep the boys for sure.
So your album Lethal Revenge was released just last year. You guys played a killer set tonight. What's your personal favorite songs from it? Because that's the song we'll throw on after this little interview.
My personal favorite? It's a radio. Does it need to be short? Because we have a long song.
It's all good, dude.
I would say
we can throw on whatever you want.
My personal favorite would be the last song of the album, Virus.
Virus?
Yeah. Because
awesome.
It's so dynamic, it has a huge acoustic, like a 12-string section
awesome.
Near the end of the song.
And, yeah.
And then it snaps your neck right after that.
Snapper.
That's definitely my favorite Virus.
I like that, dude. So you guys have been the same lineup the whole time, or how has the band gone like that?
Yeah. For WMD, basically, I started a thrash metal band, like the whole kind of idea when I was like 16 years old. I went through some members. We were under the name Shrapnel.
Okay, yeah. I saw that on your bio.
Yeah, and we went a couple years, you know, changing members and all that kind of stuff, I was trying to find people that were actually, like, down to, like, go to the distance, and it was just not having luck, and eventually it was just me.
Yeah.
And so I was searching on Kijiji, and I found the drummer that is in WMD today, and... we're like, okay, let's jam, and turned out he sucked ass. Like, he literally cannot stay on time.
Fair enough.
I just said, hey, man, like, you're really cool, let's hang out, but, like, you know, I'm looking for someone who can actually, like...
You know, keep time?
Keep time, yeah, exactly.
At the very least?
At the very least, yeah. I'm willing to work with you, but you gotta be able to go, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of thing, so...
Yeah, 1, 2,
yeah.
3, 4.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man, we got along really good, and... He worked his ass off. He got laid off like at the same time, so he bought an electric kit and he just like put it in my basement and just worked his ass off for like 3 months and got extremely good. And we would practice every day, and anytime there'd be kind of something weird, I'd just stop and we'd
And this
talk
was the drummer
it.
That was not good at all?
Yeah, this drummer that we have now.
Yeah, who was just like the and then he just worked and grinded at it, and he got
he's
so
the
better.
Hardest working guy.
Oh, that's
I know.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's
underdog story.
He's honestly inspiring, and so then we're like, okay, well, this is gonna work out. I guess we need a guitar player, so we tried out a couple guitar players. We didn't really find anything in Calgary, and he's like, well, man, there's this guy from my hometown that's like a childhood friend.
Yeah,
you two would get along great. And I was like, all right, well, let's bring him out for an audition.
Yeah.
So he came out for an audition, and I was like, hey, you know, play something heavy. And then I was like, hey, play something clean. And he did it, and I was like, wow, that was actually really good. All right, this is going to work out. And literally 2 weeks later, he shows up with his guitar on his backpack, and now there's three of us in my one-bedroom basement suite.
Yeah.
Jamming on practice amps. And we were shrapnel at the time. And the bass player, we were like, man, we need to fill in. And he was like, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And eventually he quit his other band to join us. And then, like 2 years later, we realized there's some band from the UK under the name Shrapnel.
Okay.
We saw in a magazine. We're like, well, okay, we got to change this.
Yeah.
Then Brody, the guitar player, he actually had this concept, WMD, When Minds Develop, as a song.
Yeah.
And that's on our Shrapnel demo. And he was like, what about that for a band name? And I was kind of like, eh, you know, like kind of protective of Shrapnel. Just kind of like, I don't want to change it up.
No but, way, man.
Yeah, exactly. But eventually I realized, hey, man, that's actually a really cool thought. And it like opens up the doors for us. We can like expand our music in any direction.
Yeah.
To me, that I felt like
that could be the name of a prog rock band. Who knows?
Exactly.
You know?
And funny enough, he's extremely into prog.
Yeah.
And is always trying to be like pushing prog on the band. And we're just like, you know. But who knows? One day, maybe, right? But
throw some Chuck Schuldiner riffs in there.
Yeah,
a little bit of weirdness.
And he—it's crazy, man. He writes some crazy riffs. But basically, yeah, that's how it all came together. And now we've been WMD for like four or five years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's been going well.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you guys are out here on the West Coast, you know, representing. And a question that I like to ask, and you mentioned that Black Sabbath was like the first foundational metal band, but even before that, what was the first piece of physical music, media, that you purchased on your own? Not like a present that was given to you as a gift. What was the first like CD, tape, whatever, that you purchased with your own money?
Oh, my. It's going to date me a little bit, but honestly,
it's all good, man.
I kind of had a rocky start to metal. I'm a late bloomer, and you know what I'm going to say? Like, it was Death Magnetic by Metallica. That was my first purchase.
That's actually, it's better than Saint Anger.
Yeah,
no. Death Magnetic's pretty good, you know?
The cool thing about that was is I was just getting into metal. I moved out west because I'm from the east coast of Canada.
Yeah.
And out there, they're like 20 years behind.
Okay.
Like, literally, it's like the 70s or 80s out there. And just the situation I was living in at the time, there was no metal allowed. Like, we weren't allowed to listen to any kind of heavy stuff like that. So when I came out west, it was just basically like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And since
it was Metallica, an awakening.
Yeah, since Metallica kind of kicked it off with Master of Puppets and the whole thrash thing,
yeah,
I was like, holy this is going to be amazing. So I heard they were going to release a new album. I watched all their videos. I bought the album, and that was my first concert, was the Death Magnetic World Tour.
Yes.
And I was standing right on the floor, 14 years old, like, you know, blowing my mind.
That's an incredible
first
concert.
Man, I want to do this. I want to make people feel exactly how I'm feeling.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
that's a great first concert, man, and, like, that's a great story. So, you know, there's no shame in that. I think one of my first CDs was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom. That's certainly not metal, hardcore, punk, but it's like a foundational thing. You like that, you dig it, you go on to a next thing. And I used to always just look in liner notes, like what bands they would think. They would think a punk band. I check out a punk CD. That punk band would think, you know, DRI. Get a DRI CD. They would think a metal band. You just like, that's before, like, you know, I had so much access to the internet.
Yeah.
I would just, you know, just kind of do my own research. Now it's pretty easy, but like Metal Archives and whatnot.
So what made you want to buy a No Doubt CD?
I think it was just like a music video. I liked her vocals, and it was just like, I think it was just that, and it was just catchy. I heard it on the radio. It was kind of like, I still like that CD a lot, so I don't know.
Cool, man.
Yeah. All right, so here's a question now. Thrash music, it has a renaissance. There's a lot of bands that are kind of like doing the old school thrash thing, but how do you, so a sound that could be easily just seen as like a retro thing, how do you keep thrash unique, interesting? How do you push it forward and keep it like so that it's not just recycling?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it has to be real. Like, you can't just sit there and be like, I'm going to write a thrash riff. I'm going to write a thrash song.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't sound right. You have to, it has to come from somewhere. You have to have that kind of angst and energy.
Totally.
And I think when it does, it just sounds the way it's meant to sound. And that's your own sound.
You can't force
it. Just like that. And that's what I've tried to like keep and hang on to when writing songs.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll go like 2-3 months without writing anything because I'm just like not in the mind frame.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden all this stuff will just be flowing out. Or I usually write a lot when I'm with Nolan in the jam space.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, okay, let's do this. And then that's when the real good riffs come out. So I think, you know, just as every human is individual in their own way, and musically that translates as well. And to the listener, yeah, it could probably sound the same. You know, anybody could slam an E chord or an A chord, and it just sounds like a slamming an A chord or an E chord. But it's also the vibe you're bringing with it and the kind of energy you're bringing with it as well. And I think that's what can set the old thrash bands apart from the new thrash bands is that kind of thing. Everyone has their own little take on it.
I agree, man.
Yeah. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it definitely does. Yeah, so, you know, last couple questions, but you guys are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We've talked about that. What's the metal scene like there, and are there any bands from the scene that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, actually, we got a lot of good, like, good bands that are coming out of the Western Canadian metal scene these days. Some really good friends, some old bandmates of mine that were in Shrapnel for a little period of time, or Riot City. Yeah, they're like a new wave of like, kind of like, they're kind of like new wave speed metal.
Okay,
in the,
cool.
In the Enforcer realm.
Yeah.
They're up and coming, but they're doing really well. Their first album just got like a lot of attention. They're about to play some festivals over in Europe and the U.S. So definitely look those guys up. And also another thrash band from Calgary is called Hazard.
Cool.
They're buddies of ours. Yeah, check those guys out too, man. They're killing it.
Hazard and Riot City, I like it.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So, any final words for the Northwest audience before we let you go?
Just fucking keep it true and stay strong to what you believe in, man. Never give up on what you want to do. It's going to be difficult, but just keep going and, you know, just think about what it's going to be like on the other side.
Right on, man. Skylar Mills from WMD. Want to introduce this next song real quick? What was it again?
Thanks, guys. This is Virus off our album Lethal Revenge. Check it out.
Right on. It's a metal shop. Thanks, Skylar. We'll be right back.
10 Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.